Welcome to the Optimal Body Podcast. I'm Doc Jen.
And I'm Dr. Dom, and we are doctors of physical therapy, bringing you the body tips and physical therapy pearls of wisdom to help you begin to understand your body, relieve your pains and restrictions, and answer your questions.
Along with expert guests, our goal of the Optimal Body Podcast is really to help you discover what optimal means within your own body. Let's dive in. All right, I have to admit something. I have become a full-blown coffee drinker.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
I was off for a long time, and now it's like a daily thing, which, you know, I appreciate and I'm loving in this phase of life. And something that we have next to our coffee machine is our Vital Proteins unflavored collagen peptides, because it's so easy to just add those 4 tablespoons in what is my now favorite beverage, which is my hot coffee. And it really gives you that boost that you need to support the healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. And it mixes so easily and dissolves in cold or hot liquids.
And the more that Jen did this morning coffee trend with the Vital Proteins unflavored collagen peptides, I definitely jumped on that bandwagon because it's so easy to add in. And we love that Vital Proteins unflavored collagen peptides is made from one simple ingredient, is Whole30 approved, paleo-friendly, and made without gluten and dairy. And it's also sourced from the hides of grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine to ensure high quality and sustainability of the source of this powerful ingredient. And you get 20 grams of collagen per serving. And it's something that we've had so many people on our podcast come in and talk about the importance of getting this collagen. And so
Code OPTIMAL15, that gives you 15% off site-wide on your first purchase. So I highly recommend going down. We're going to link that up in our show notes. Use code OPTIMAL15 at checkout and you get 15% off. Excited to be back on talking about shoulder optimization. Mm-hmm. What can we do to help optimize our shoulder health? And why do we often fall into issues around the shoulder? Now, we're not going to talk about specific diagnoses because we've done that on so many other podcasts, which we'll have linked up in our show notes. But specifically, all the way back to episode 54, we talked about frozen shoulder. We've talked about scapular winging in 72. We've talked about rounded shoulders in 82, rotator cuff in 120, bad posture 142, shoulder popping, why does that happen in 154, biceps tendonitis in 222, all the way to shoulder labrum in 228.
And there's probably others in between that we didn't catch when we were just scrolling through our archive of podcasts.
So if you do have like a specific shoulder thing that you're like, you know, I know you guys have talked a lot about the shoulder, but I haven't heard about this yet, like let us know.
Yeah.
Because we want to be able to create, you know, education, resources, and what the current research is saying to what you can be asking in your doctor's office or what you can be doing actively for yourself. But today we're really going to focus on like exercises that we think would really optimize the shoulder.
Yeah. And one area that we really want to start is why do we develop shoulder issues in the first place? Mm-hmm. And this is similar to the hip, and really the shoulder is the hip of the arm. It makes sense when you think about it. But it's really that way that our arm is attached on to this core, the trunk of our body. And in a similar way that our sedentary lifestyle impacts our hip, it does the same to our shoulders. Mm-hmm. Both the sedentary lifestyle, but the nature of how everything we seem to do in daily life is forward, is bringing us forward, whether that's driving or cooking or cleaning or
desk working.
At the computer, on our phone. Everything seems to bring us forward, and there isn't many regular daily activities that seem to open us up.
Mm-hmm. And it always comes back to this like repetitive nature of what we're doing, you know, in terms of, like you brought up, our postures in our everyday life. Well, if I'm always kind of rounded and forward like this with my arm kind of internally rotated, it's not only for my shoulder, it's actually for my shoulder blade and my chest and my upper back, you know, that starts to come into this rounded position. And it's so fascinating, actually, when we're going through the Mobility Foundations course, and so many people just in the self-assessment said, I have rounded shoulders, I have forward head, I have constant neck tension, all these things, but my shoulder mobility actually looks okay. And it's because we're not taking into consideration these other areas that impact our shoulder and our shoulder blade that we need to be paying attention to, which are some of the exercises we're going to go into. But the rib cage and our upper back, like our shoulder blade rests on this rib cage and upper back. So depending mm-hmm. on how our rib cage is moving and functioning and how our upper back is, that's going to play a huge factor into what's happening in those shoulders.
And that's like such a massive point, because people don't realize how integrated our shoulder blade is mm-hmm. to our shoulder movement in general, and how much our shoulder blade movement relies on our rib cage and upper back mobility. Mm-hmm. So it just really becomes this whole complex that is kind of intertwined that helps us do all these above head motions, or reaching behind our back, or mm-hmm. reaching over to scratch our head or wash our hair or something. Like, all of these components, our shoulder blade, our upper back, are like pretty integral to how our shoulder feels and how our shoulder moves. And on top of that, to your point, like, so the first thing we brought up, of course, people are going to hear us say like, oh, posture. And then there's all the people who want to argue posture is not bad, or certain postures aren't bad. Like, no, it's not a rounded forward posture itself at one time that's bad. It's when we sustain that posture or any posture mm-hmm. for long periods of time. Because what happens when we stay in one posture, let's say it's a forward rounded posture for a long period of time, our muscles really start to lose what we call this proprioception, or this understanding of where they are, what they're doing. And then same with our shoulder blades. We start to lose awareness of what our shoulder blades are doing, because we aren't activating the muscles around the shoulder blades. We're not engaging them. Yeah. We're not bringing the shoulder blades back. We're not working them through their different ranges of motion. So we start to lose this general awareness.
And that's what we kind of talked about in the hip too. It's like, it's bringing back the awareness of the balance of support throughout our entire muscles and our joints, right? Yeah. So it's like, if we're only using one part of our system over and over and over again, of course we're going to start to develop different pains and issues, because we're not balancing it out with the other side. I mean, that's anything we do in life. We start to only use one side, well, we're going to start to lose balance with the other. It's about bringing back control, general awareness, and balance overall to our system in the best manner that we can. Obviously, we're going to have imbalances because of what we do in everyday life, but are there exercises that we can start to implement that help to bring this better balance to help optimize our shoulder? And we believe that there is. Starting mm-hmm. with one that is so easy to implement, and a lot of people have really taken to it based on our different courses or our programs and our plans, is just a simple open book. This is one of the easiest exercises that you can do first thing in the morning, before you go to bed, after work, like whatever it may be. You're just gonna lay down, whether it's in your bed, whether it's on the floor, and you kind of cross your knee, hold your top knee down so you kind of help to stabilize. You could put it on a pillow or a foam roller if you want a little bit more support in the hip. And you just reach forward, take a breath, and feel that rib cage expand. Breathe out, relax, open the chest. You're going to get the chest to kind of relax and open, that pec to stretch, that rib cage to start to move from the breath in and the breath out. You're going to get that upper back opening as you extend and rotate, and you're mm-hmm. going to help to relax tension around your shoulder. Like, this is one of the easiest places you can start to help address that upper back, rib cage, and shoulder health.
And it's so great for all three of those areas. I think we mentioned this exercise also in the upper back episode for mm-hmm. optimizing upper back. I do this one almost every morning. I usually get up early with Dante, go downstairs, more for my thoracic spine than my shoulders, but I get on our IntelliRoll and do a little bit of thoracic extension and then do that rotation, and it just feels good. Mm-hmm. And again, you're working passively through certain portions, you're kind of actively pressing through some of that shoulder blade movement. So great. You can progress this then by going into a standing position against the wall and doing wall rotations or wall circles, where you're in like kind of a standing lunge position. The leg that is closer to the wall is forward. And you kind of try to rotate your whole arm around in a circle up against the wall without touching the wall. And again, that's going to work more on that active shoulder range of motion and shoulder blade movement, as well as a lot of the thoracic rotation components.
Yeah. So you get kind of everything. And that's one of the reasons that I love starting to open up the body in this way. And you can even mm-hmm. pause in that rotation. Put your arm against the wall.
Do a pec stretch.
Yeah, do a pec stretch when you're doing it. Do it kneeling on the ground. Like, there's so many ways that you can actively start to open up this upper back, rib cage, and shoulder area. and start to take tension off
and your
shoulder.
And if you're listening and are just confused, go and watch this on YouTube because we'll be trying to demonstrate some of these exercises too.
Doc Genfit has all of the YouTube videos for each podcast episode. So the other one that is really good because it's going to work the shoulder actively through our internal and external range of motion. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we think a lot about just doing, I mean, there's so many exercises that we could do to stretch and kind of put the shoulder in its end range of motion and, you know, stretch that joint, whether it's child pose, whether it's side lying, like kind of like stretching your shoulder. But when you're working on active mobility, you know, we're really helping to open up the and rebalance the muscles around that entire shoulder. And so that's why we like more of like an active internal external rotation. So you can do this even just standing or sitting where you take your arms out to the side and then you're going to, while you reach one arm up and overhead, like touching the opposite shoulder blade, the other arm is going to reach behind your back and try to touch the opposite shoulder blade. Or even like, can you touch your fingers together?
It's almost like a test to see if you can touch your fingers behind your back, one going over, one going under.
Yeah.
But doing it in a way that you're really pushing yourself to go to the max range through that full shoulder and do it slowly. And this is another one of those exercises where if you just are slowly going, if you're not resting your hand on your back once you get...
Or crawling your arm up your back.
Or like crawling your fingers up and down your back to get closer to each other. If you're just hovering the whole way and really pushing and you do it 5 to 8 times either direction, like your shoulders will feel toast at the end of that. I prefer doing it sitting or lying prone on my stomach.
Which is harder.
Versus standing, because standing, I feel like I can try compensating by wriggling through my core or extending through my back in weird ways. So laying prone on the ground or sitting, I feel like is a little more challenging, but also keeps me a little more honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. A lot of people will compensate through the low back to try to get that upper back extension. And then, you know, I think we want to just continue to remind you to be strong in the shoulders. I think there's a lot of fear of like, I overuse my upper trap and my upper trap is bad. And your upper trap is part of our strong shoulder blade system. Mm-hmm. In order to get my arm overhead, I need what's called this shoulder blade upward rotation. Mm-hmm. And what helps with upward rotation is, you know, this levator scapula that comes up and into my neck along with my serratus anterior, along with my muscles down in my mid back, right? So it all is working together to kind of rotate and move the shoulder blade, move the arm. So it's not like we want, yes, we don't want the upper traps dominating everything. We want everything kind of working together.
That's
but
where like the coordination comes in.
Yeah.
Like being able to coordinate your upper trap, and it's when it becomes over dominant all the time and is always activating and is contributing to tension headaches or whatever else. But once we start to develop more of that awareness of the shoulder blade, then our upper trap is a great component of effective movement and efficient movement. And most of these optimization episodes are going to end with get strong. Get strong throughout the movements that you had. Again, this is not an exhaustive list of reasons people develop shoulder issues or exercises that will help optimize your shoulder health. It's some of our favorites. The basic premise is get mobility in all of the areas, then start to load or activate through those areas, and then really start to gain strength and build strength through all of those movements. And that's one of the easy frameworks for optimization of any area.
And we have a shoulder plan on Gen Health
that
goes through all of the mobility from passive to active and loaded mobility to more of the control exercises that really get your entire shoulder blade and upper back really working together with that shoulder so that you don't feel like your upper trap is doing all the work. Like if you're confused on how to get back to strength training, that's what we do in the shoulder plan. And we have strength workouts that we end up doing as well, because again, getting strong in all different ways of pressing and pushing, if you move through your full range of motion in that strength, you're going to rebalance how you're working and the awareness that you have within that shoulder, both in two arm pressing, one arm pressing, pulling, hanging. It's all so important. So we want to encourage you to not stop moving the shoulder in all different ways and not stop getting strong in all different ways.
Thanks so much for joining us for another episode all about optimizing that shoulder health. Remember, we have that shoulder plan in the Gen Health membership. And if you want to try that out, there's a free week. And as a podcast guest, you can even get a special discount on your first month or first year of the membership using code OPTIMAL at checkout. And of course, we'll see you next time on the Optimal Body Podcast.